I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We have May and Phoenix on the line. Now, Miss May, you think that your man is cheating after, I guess you accidentally traded phones?
Yeah.
How does that happen? Why would that happen?
Okay, so my boyfriend, Jonah, and I have been together for 4 years now. We live together, but we're not married, no kids, nothing like that. But he's a manager and his job is really stressful sometimes. And it's never like disrupted anything at home until like 2 months ago. The first time, like, he rushed out of the house saying he had to go to the office, and then he came back like 2 hours later, and that seemed normal because, you know, things happen, right? But then it kept happening, and the same excuse every time was, they really need me at work, nobody else can do what I'm doing, like, I have to be there, blah, blah, blah. So when I said it was getting a little bit excessive, he said that he didn't really have a choice because he's the manager.
Okay.
But it happened again last week after another quote-unquote incident, and he had to rush out, but he accidentally took my phone and left his. So he had been gone for like 5 minutes, and someone tried calling him, and the caller ID said Gina. Mm-hmm. But I let it ring, and I didn't want to jump to conclusions or anything, but then she texted him and asked if he was able to get away from her again. So...
That means you.
Okay. Yeah.
My stomach sank, and then she tried calling him again. I thought the best approach was to give him a chance to come clean. But when he got home, he acted like nothing happened, didn't even address the fact that he took the wrong phone. And it was just so strange. And now we're here. I need help finding out what's going on.
How do you not know what phone was yours?
Our cases are very, very similar.
Now, you don't attempt to text back. You have his phone. Do you text back and do your research or anything? Like, where are we meeting? Or
I should have, but then again, I was just like trying not to jump to conclusions. I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt because really there's been no like red flags or anything before this except for the schedule changing, the last minute schedule changes that started recently.
So when he or when she was calling, you didn't even try to answer, you just let it ring?
Yeah.
Oh, Sienna's picking up that phone call.
Like I could never. I'd be like, hi, who is this? Immediately.
Yeah.
Is Gina a coworker?
I assumed so, but now I don't know.
You're definitely not Latina. I'll tell you that much. That's what I know. Well, it is what it is. I don't know how you try to lie about, can you get away from her again? So obviously, again means that they have linked up before, at the very least once before, and she's doing it on the low to see if he got away from you. So, and you don't know who this girl Gina is?
No, I don't.
Is there a second chance? Not if, but when we catch him cheating?
I don't think so. This is kind of like a deal breaker.
Yeah, I would think so.
Oh, well, you guys been together for 4 years.
4 years.
Though.
Don't matter.
It's enough for at least 3 kids.
You can no kids.
Fit that right in. Well, let's just stop beating around the bush. Hey, yo. We're going to call up Jonah, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and let's see who he puts on that reservation, Miss May. If he does say Gina, we'll give you the show, okay? You seem too calm for me. Make sure you let it all out if he is cheating or when he's cheating.
I will.
All right. You don't have any kids, not married. So if you catch him up, at least you dodge that bullet of not having to go down the aisle with this guy.
Absolutely.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Jonah?
Speaking. Who is this?
Hey, Jonah, my name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel, and I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
You said Aurora Hotel? What is it?
Yeah, so we're new to the North Scottsdale area, so if you haven't heard of us before, I completely understand, but I would love to change that. So you and a guest will be hosted by us for an entire weekend for free.
No, I don't even remember hearing about this place. I'm okay.
Well, all we ask in return for the free stay is a Google or Yelp review, and that's pretty much it. It's a really easy process, Jonah.
It's a free stay?
Yeah, as long as we get that review after, we won't bug you unless you want to come visit us again, then. We'd love that, and we're all for it.
I guess. Whatever, I'll do it.
All right. Well, congratulations, Jonah. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want this note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready. All right.
Oh, okay. You said sweet or saucy.
Yeah, just have fun with it. No pressure.
I guess I'll do saucy. That's fun.
Okay.
Okay, don't judge. On the note, you can put, I'm going to eat you up.
Okay, as long as you and your guests like it, I have no room to judge, but I have that written down for you. So just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Her name is Gina.
Is this who you've been running to see behind my back?
Hello?
Hey, Jonah. Heads up. You're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. We have your girlfriend, May, on the line with us who's been listening to this whole conversation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you've just been lying to me this entire time. Every time you've had to leave for work, are you serious?
No, just hold on, babe. I know this looks bad, but hold on.
No. This explains everything I need to know. And you had so many times to be honest with me, and you weren't. And you just kept going behind my back until your dumbass slipped up.
Hold on, please. I promise I was going to tell you. Hold on. I never planned on you finding out like this. This is
then
crazy.
How the did you expect me to find out? Because I know you weren't ever going to tell me. It was going to come down to me finding out, and here we are. You're caught. How long has this been going on? Because your emergency work calls have been going on for at least 2 months now.
About 3 months. But listen, Gina is, she's not someone I work with. I met her at a random work happy hour, and the whole time we were just talking, and at some point, it was something in the conversation. We exchanged numbers. I didn't expect anything to come out of it. I wasn't trying to do that. It just
that's a lie.
It just got caught up in everything.
This is bullshit. You had me second-guessing myself, going crazy for 2 months while you just went off and this girl, and then you came home to me like nothing? What is wrong with you?
I know. I'm sorry, but we should have broken up.
Not we. Right. You. You should have broke up with her if you're going to cheat on her. That way she didn't have to be cheated on. Like, if you weren't feeling the relationship or you feel like your attention needed to be elsewhere, like with this Gina girl, you should have just broke it off with her.
I would have if I knew I would have caught feelings for her.
I am so done with you. Like, you are the biggest piece of shit. And if that bitch doesn't know about me, she will. Because you don't get to just move on like you did nothing wrong.
You say that now, but just
okay. You know what? I'm done. Oh, Jesus. God. All right,
not
Jonah.
Say that now.
You there, Jonah?
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. May. Jesus.
He's calling your bluff.
I may not have answered the phone when Gina called, but I did save her information, so I will be calling her as soon as we're done here.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay. I would offer counseling services, but I feel like you have this handled.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Wow. She said, shut up.
I know. She said, counseling services. Screw that.
Okay. Well, May, don't get arrested.
No one's going to jail today.
There's tomorrow.
Yeah, there's tomorrow and the following day.
911 works tomorrow as well. Heads up on that, man.
PTO. We're good.
Okay.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. Feels like you got this all taken care of. Who the hell needs us, okay?
You're welcome, by the way.
Yeah, now you know. Whatever you do after this, we're not liable.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep us posted, okay?
Will do.
All right. That one call you get from jail, call us. 833-730-6377. We'd love to hear from you how you're doing. All right, bye.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y. And if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.